Sick and tired of not having any milk? Welp, I can't help you.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, man. Two references and one intro? I can't believe it. Welcome to the Thought Chocolate Podcast.
Oh, shit. Thought Chocolate.
We got it.
We got it.
We got it.
We got it.
Man, you know what else we got?
What?
We got some dope-ass content for y'all. Let's start it off. Let's get this shit popping.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Fantasy football. It's over. It's a wrap. It's done.
I didn't look at mine.
I managed three leagues this year because I'm a fucking don. And I won 2 out of 3. First place, and then I got second place in my third one. Hopefully all of our lovely listeners that are playing, that played fantasy football this season, had a solid year. Maybe not one, but, you know, especially if you're in a league with me, then, you know, you're getting your cheeks clapped. But, yeah, hopefully you all had a good fantasy year.
Man, this is why I don't play fantasy with you.
Bro, what
if
you
there
mean?
Was fantasy hockey, man. Oh,
there
like,
is,
there
fantasy
is
hockey.
But I'm never on time with it.
Yeah, there's fantasy hockey.
They like close that shit.
Yeah, man. Hockey signups for this season are closed. I'm looking at the ESPN fantasy app, by the way, for to get that information.
Well, you can't just join now.
Yeah. I mean, I think you maybe no, wait, maybe you can't for basketball anymore because I already have a basketball league and I'm actually not doing that hot. I am 7-5, which is, like, tied for 4th in my league right now. Because some fucker is 12-0 already. Jesus Christ. Who does he have?
Everyone you don't have.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah, I.
Shout out to Blueface. Best rapper in the game. Dang, he's got Kawhi. He's got Kemba. That answers all my questions. But since we were talking about football, where the fuck is my hoodie?
Which one?
Because it is fucking, it is Colts fantasy, it's Colts victory week, and I need to celebrate.
Well, you don't want that?
Let me throw on the luck jersey. Why did I throw my hat over there? I'm going to need that in a second.
Domi?
Yeah.
You want your work hat?
No, I don't want my work hat. God damn it. We're going to end up exposing where I work one of these days. I'm going to do the rest of this fucking podcast in this luck jersey. And there's no changing my mind about it. Give me the fucking hat. I'm not playing around anymore. The Colts blew the shit out of the Houston Texans on Saturday in the first round. And it is such a relief as a Colts fan to know that we can just get these dubs out here. We can get this bread. We play against the Chiefs on this upcoming Saturday. And, I'm expecting to get our cheeks clapped, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It'd be like that sometimes. So, yeah. Good season for Andrew Luck. Top 5 quarterback in the league, no debate. Possibly even top 3. Behind Mahomes and Breeze. Which, speaking of Mahomes... We're my homies. Shout out to David Jacoby one time. Host of the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. Mahomes is probably the MVP of this season.
Yeah?
50 touchdowns in a season. Third player in NFL history to do it. Only other two. Brady and Peyton. That's it.
Peyton.
Dog, Peyton's the GOAT.
I miss him, man.
I miss Peyton Manning.
I miss it when he used to hit kids with footballs. Yeah, that was the best SNL thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. The nationwide commercials with, what's his face?
Oh, yeah.
What is his name? I forget his name, the country singer.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, we're the one who, like, he's on the bus.
Yeah. Those are great.
I don't remember who that is.
I don't remember who it is. We don't listen to fucking country music. So. Yeah, we don't know that shit. So, yeah. I miss Peyton. But him, Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes, only players to throw 50 touchdowns in a season. Despite the rough kind of end to the season, I would probably give Mahomes the MVP. Just because this is his first season really starting.
Yeah.
Last season, he sat behind Alex Smith.
Had to watch.
He had to watch.
From the bench.
Man, imagine having to sit behind Alex Smith and then coming back in. Or he gets traded, and then you come out and you throw 50 touchdowns. Man, can the Chiefs make the Super Bowl?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is with every team in left in the playoffs. Yeah, maybe. Man, you know who ain't making it? Can we get some F's in the chat for the Chicago Bears?
Rip in pieces.
Rip in pieces, Chicago Bears.
Fucking Parkey.
Yeah, it's all Parkey's fault. Tipped or not, I don't care if the kick was tipped.
He fucking...
He shanked that shit. He
did that multiple times.
Yeah, he missed 10 kicks. He missed 10 kicks in the regular season, which is tied for second in the league that year. And his 11th happened to be a fucking double doink.
Double doink.
Off the upright and then off the crossbar to lose the game to Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Man, the coach's face when that happened was priceless.
Nagy was pissed.
That shit was funny as hell. He's like,
no one could believe it.
You boy.
Yeah, pretty much. Cue in Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Speaking of Adam Sandler,
what's going on?
I don't know, man. It's Kwanzaa, you know, other things, Jewish stuff.
Do you mean Hanukkah?
No, I didn't mean Hanukkah, but
Hanukkah's the Jewish
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know it is. But I was just saying Kwanzaa in general.
Yeah, happy holidays.
That shit's over.
We haven't done a podcast since December 15th, so happy holidays, slappy new year. We're going into 2019.
Yeah, bro.
We're
in 2019.
What's your mood for 2019, Tim?
Nothing, man. Same as always. It's gonna be shit. I have no positive outlook on 2019 whatsoever. Nope. I am a college student. I am in debt. I have no... My life is over.
Well, your life is not over. You could be in some financial troubles, and that's why we ask for your support. And keep listening to the podcast and help us get through life a little bit.
That'd be pretty nice.
Just keep listening to the podcast and...
Tired of eating ramen with hot sauce in it from Taco Bell.
If that's what you gotta do, that's what you gotta do.
Don't do it, man. It's gross. I did it once. I was like, this is a bad idea. I thought it was gonna be like some spicy stuff. It was not.
Alright, moving on from begging for money. Let's talk about basketball. Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Shout out to Curtis Blow.
I like the way that...
Man, shout out to NBA 2K12. I can't relate. Shout out to NBA 2K12 for that, using that song in the intro. For this, we got my roommate Gerald. He's here right next to the mic.
With his Bucks hat on.
He's got a Milwaukee Bucks hat on. He's actually just a glass head who does not speak. But
can put your hand inside of him.
I mean, if that's what you want to do.
You don't want to do that.
If Gerald's feeling a little freaky, he might not bite you when you try to do that shit.
Don't make a fist. Get stuck.
Just don't fist his neck, because like that's weird. Shout out to my roommate Gerald one time. Last season, he predicted Giannis would win MVP. He was incorrect. James Harden won the MVP last year.
Oh, yeah.
And it's looking like he's going to do it again.
Really?
This man has been on an absolute tear. I don't even remember the last time he didn't score 40 in a game. And I don't remember the last time that he went to the foul line less than 10 times.
Man,
Man, James Harden, man. He sometimes bugs me, but you know.
He's annoyingly good.
Yeah.
At what he does.
With how often he draws fouls and does double step backs. He's mastered the art of the double jump. Shout out to Kofi for that one. One of my favorite Twitter accounts and YouTubers. So yeah, James Harden's been doing an absolute carry job for the Houston Rockets this year. And, I mean, Gerald once again picked Giannis to win MVP for the season. But with the way James Harden is playing, it's not looking like that's going to happen. Now, granted, it's only the beginning of January and he's dropping 40. This could very easily turn into just, you know, your average for James Harden, 20-something. Which I say average 20-something, but that's just because he's a superstar. But this play isn't really going to keep up, where he's just dominating everybody. He's going to cool down at some point. And maybe Giannis can turn it up at the right time and snag that MVP. Maybe get second best record in the East behind the Toronto Raptors. And maybe my boy Gerald can see the Bucks actually do something other than losing the first round to an injured Boston Celtics team. I'm going to pay for that comment later. Let's talk about some teams that aren't in the playoffs, or at least one team that's not going to be in the playoffs. My favorite team, the Chicago Bulls. If you remember the last episode, I went on an absolute fucking tangent on the Bulls.
Get out.
They still got him there. But,
get out of Chicago, man.
One guy that may be getting out of Chicago that I did mention in my rants was Jabari Parker.
Yes.
Coach Boylan has taken him completely out of the rotation for, at the very least, a couple weeks now, and they're looking to trade him. Because this is just not... This is not going well. Nothing about this is going well. Jabari Parker has said on wax that he does not get paid to play defense.
He's putting on wax?
He put it out on wax that he does not get paid to pay defense. To play defense, not pay defense.
Yeah.
But
he's paying for that defense.
He is paying for that defense because his defense is awful. And he has a horrible defensive rating when he's on the court, which I know is not a very reliable stat. I know. I'm not some fucking, you know, I'm not the kid from the Polar Express that wants to either hear Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba that just throws
You know what useless, kind of train this is?
That just throws hey. Useless basketball hey, stats hey. Out on Twitter because I want to be right, even though they're the most fucking useless stats in the world and I only clicked on them because they have the word advanced in them even though they really don't mean anything. I'm coming at your throat, NBA Twitter. I don't fucking like you anymore.
Oh, damn.
Jabari Parker, you need to go. Go somewhere where Please. You can be productive.
Not here.
Really, in my rant, I was just in a very angry state of mind because of how my favorite team was doing. But I will say, I wouldn't say I really hate any NBA players, and I want them all to succeed and chase that bag. So, you know, Jabari, you got your bag here in Chicago. We gave you $20 million to basically do nothing, but that's okay because we can trade you somewhere where you can go do something and we can get players that can do something for us. So, best of luck to you. Best of luck to the Bulls in getting rid of that contract. And that's pretty much my piece about it. Peace, love, and positivity. Do you guys like hockey?
Yeah, do you like hockey?
I mean... Hockey's not my favorite sport, but I can watch it. What's going on with hockey? We have the resident
Honestly,
hockey fan.
Honestly, I haven't even been paying attention.
Damn.
All I know is that surprisingly, the Blackhawks won it against. I already forgot who it was the other night. It was the other night. It wasn't last night. It was the other night. They won, but they were losing at the beginning of the game. So that's usually. Strange when they win those ones.
Yeah.
Because usually they can't come back worth shit. They lost last night to the Flames.
What's their record right now?
Terrible.
Terrible?
Terrible. Oh, just terrible. Awful. Just god awful.
Top 5 pick? Terrible?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Probably. Oh, Lord. I believe they're still, like, one of the worst in the league.
Let's peep it out. Let's just peep out the whole league. You just go but, straight to the bottom.
I do not know how much longer this coach is going to stay here for.
One, two, three, four, five. They are tied with the Detroit Red Wings.
Wow.
For the fifth worst record in the National Hockey League.
Yikes.
The Blues, the Kings, Philadelphia, and the Senators.
Oh, that was... Who was this? Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Flyers. Yeah, and then the Senators... And the Flyers are tied for the worst record in the NHL.
Man. This year's all backwards ass.
Oh, wait, no, that's incorrect. That is incorrect.
What?
Okay, wait. Yeah, that's incorrect. Yeah, okay. They are tied with Detroit for the fourth worst.
This whole year's bad.
The Devils, the Flyers, and the Senators are the only teams that have worse records than them. Yeah, for some reason, ESPN automatically had it set to points when I wanted to look at wins. So,
who's the best?
The best team is the Tampa Bay Lightning, 33-8.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
If no one else is whooping them, they're fucking at the top. So, I mean, this whole year's is backwards as shit. Like, everything's flipping around. Like,
yeah.
All the teams are usually that are going to the playoffs aren't going to the playoffs, really.
Well, it's really about that time. It's the turning of a decade.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that it's finally swapping around because I was tired of seeing the same fucking teams go.
Yeah. That's how I'm feeling.
I'm not tired of the Blackhawks going, but, like...
Yeah.
I'm tired of fucking seeing the same ones going, like... It's always the Lightning. It's always the Predators.
The Kings just won a couple years back, and they're like
it's just a load of shit every year.
Boston's like middle of the pack.
Fucking Vegas is coming up now.
Good for them.
I mean, I'm glad that they're doing well, but fuck, man, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Second year as a franchise. No.
I said last year that if they won. The NHL was fucking rigged.
Yeah.
If they would have won, I mean, they got to the championship,
yep.
But they lost. Yep. So maybe the NHL's not as rigged as, say, the NBA.
No, they just got lucky. Man, they just got really lucky. I didn't think they would be that lucky.
I mean...
Because it was just a bunch of rookies, really. And the whole team was just made up of rookies and... Some very few players that actually had experience.
Yeah, I forgot. They must have done well in the expansion draft.
Yeah.
And taken some good players from
other teams.
They were
lucky. But I'm teams. Right now, I'm wondering what's going to happen to this coach.
The coach in Chicago?
Oh, yeah. He
already?
I mean, this ain't a good year. This is one of their worst years.
They already fired Q this year.
Well, yeah, but I don't know why they would fire him. That was dumb.
Yeah. Like,
these are all bad decisions. This guy's, he doesn't know how to coach. Last time I saw him on TV.
Yeah.
I make fun of him because he's got like yellow skin. He looks like he's got fucking jaundice. Oh my god, it looks awful.
That's brutal. That's fucking brutal.
He looks awful.
It's brutal, Tim.
Jesus Christ. I don't know why they got rid of Q. I don't know why they would. That was the dumbest thing ever. You should go for someone that had experience. This guy was brand new. They brought in a coach that had no experience.
I mean, maybe they're just trying to ride with him. This is their guy. It's only his first year.
I wouldn't ride with this man. He is not helping.
I mean, just maybe give him some time. This seems like a rebuilding year.
I know, that's what I'm wondering, though. Like, are they going to give him the time? I saw that Q was going to be the coach somewhere else.
I wouldn't doubt it. He's a good coach.
I believe it was the Flyers.
I mean, if they're expecting a turnaround immediately, I mean, it's not going to happen.
So it was funny, because I saw, like, a picture. It was them going up against him. He's like, he's about to rain down some wrath upon you for firing him.
Yeah, right. He's pissed. Well, maybe not, because that franchise just seems.
I've always wondered how that goes. Like, though, like a your coach, you're a coach for a team, then you get fired, then you get hired by another team. Now you gotta move somewhere else. I'm like, that sounds like a blow.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I got my family here, and then suddenly, oh no, I can't live here now.
I wonder what's gonna happen with Tom Thibodeau. He just got fired by the Timberwolves after beating the Lakers by 22 points. Directly after the game, they went into his office and were like, get out.
Oh, my God.
Like, you just, granted,
just LeBron. Outed that man.
I don't think LeBron played, but they still beat the Lakers by 22. You beat any team by 22 with Andrew Wiggins on your team. That's pretty impressive. Shout out to Wiggins. He had 40 tonight against the Thunder. Which, by the way, prays up Nerlens Noel. Man smacked the shit out of his head on the court, and I think Wiggins tried to dunk on him, and he ended up smacking his head on the court. I know that shit hurt.
That shit hurt.
I've smacked my head on concrete before in the past 2 years, so you know, I feel your pain, Nerlens, and I hope you're feeling better soon. Probably gonna miss a few games. Probably has a concussion. Wouldn't doubt it.
Maybe.
Anything else for sports that we want to talk about here?
I don't think so.
I think we pretty much covered everything. That was it
for me.
All right. Well, sit back, relax, get your popcorn ready, and let's take a short break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Dog. We gotta talk about this man, R. Kelly. I want to laugh, but I don't want to laugh at the same time.
Nah, it's funny. How does R. Kelly get himself into the situations that he does?
R. Kelly is over party. There's no coming back from this.
People have come back from worse. And that's the sad truth.
All these girls would need to be proven as, like, 100%, like, lying for R. Kelly to even have a little bit of relevancy after this. I mean, he peed on Drake, which, you know, he came back from that because, you know, it's 2019. Who really likes Drake anymore? Well, that's not true. A lot of people still like Drake. I think Drake's okay. But this three-part, which is actually more a six-part documentary series, Surviving R. Kelly.
Say like you're gonna fucking die.
I mean, it aired on Lifetime, so, you know, I didn't watch that shit.
Yeah.
Well, not shit, but I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch that.
I have no interest in watching anything on Lifetime, if we're being completely honest. But just some of the things that I see on Twitter and videos I've watched about people who have, or from people who have watched the show, this stuff is absolutely ridiculous. The numerous, over 20 accounts of child pornography in the 2000s, and on top of that, the multiple accusations of sexual relations with minors, and even the things that he's doing to women above the age of consent, the sex slaves that he apparently owns, the things that he does to these women.
This man's wild.
This man's a fucking monster. He's over. It's done. Now, one thing that always will confuse me about this is...
Did he come out of the closet?
No. That's not what confuses me.
I know.
When it comes to artists like Kanye West... XXXTentacion. Or even Tekashi 6ix9ine, who we'll talk about in a bit.
Oh yeah, my favorite rapper.
They always say to separate the art, just separate the art from the artist. Just separate the art from the artist. You know, when you listen to XXXTentacion, don't let the fact that he beat his pregnant girlfriend and is a murderer. Just separate the art from the artist. Can we really do this with R. Kelly at this point? The things that he's done? Because, I mean, I don't feel like we should do that.
I've looked past it all this time, so. But I never really liked R. Kelly in the first place, so.
Yeah, no, I was never a big fan of R. Kelly.
I only like Trapped in the Closet. Chapters, fucking whatever.
I really only liked Trapped in the Drive-Thru.
That was funny too.
I mean, if Trapped in the Closet didn't exist, we wouldn't have Trapped in the Drive-Thru. So
nope.
I mean, in that instance, I could maybe separate the art from the artist.
Well, just sometimes.
I think it's kind of a case-to-case basis.
That's usually it.
Because I mean, the brutal ways that R. Kelly treated these women is completely different from Kanye West having an opinion that just differs from the majority of people.
Wasn't respecting women.
Yeah, bro, you don't respect women. I mean, I'm saying this kind of in a meme fashion, but this is completely serious. Like, fuck you. Shout out to Chance the Rapper.
Fuck. Shut up.
I might need security check.
Shut up.
She's fire. Yeah, fuck R. Kelly for life.
P.O.P.
Separating art from the artist is kind of a case-to-case thing.
Yeah.
Which I think we shouldn't for R. Kelly, because a lot of these songs have come from... A lot of these songs are probably inspired from things that he's done to these women and the things that he seems to think are okay. And also Tekashi 6ix9ine. Who are we going to talk about now? I cannot stand DJ Academics anymore, man. This man pisses me off way too much.
Yeah.
His latest dumbass quote of the week was posting on his Instagram that Tekashi 6ix9ine was this generation's Eminem.
I saw some other funny shit.
What did you see?
Fucking... A petition was started to free 6ix9ine.
Oh yeah, I saw that. God, who started that? Was it A Boogie? A Boogie with the hoodie.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, Tekashi's not getting free.
What, a petition ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah, I mean, a petition also isn't gonna get Sweet Victory played at the Super Bowl. Can we just acknowledge that right now? That the chances are very low.
That'd be cool, though.
It would be cool, but I don't think Maroon 5 is cultured enough to play Sweet Victory at the Super Bowl. Yeah. And Travis Scott is just going to do sicko mode, so.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. I know I'm white, but I unironically like sicko mode. I just really don't like Mo Bamba.
Yeah, I don't like Mo Bamba either.
I think sicko mode is...
It's pretty sick.
Say that.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying shit. I like it, but I wouldn't call it sick. It's a good song.
But petitions just won't do shit. And petitions won't,
especially play. For someone in prison. For it's somebody not gonna fucking do anything.
In prison for the things
they can't convince anyone with signatures.
Yeah, no.
Say no fucking
It looks like 1,000 people signed this. I guess we gotta let this.
I think
this
it was
go.
Going to 15,000 people.
Well,
a lot of people want him out, and I'm like, why?
His music's not that good.
You're a fucking
in the first
idiot.
Place. I mean, and he's
whack.
He is whack, and
everything about him is whack.
I mean, he has sex with minors too, just like R. Kelly, and he's in prison for what was it, racketeering?
Yeah, racketeering.
And like gang violence.
Yep, pretty much.
Which I mean, I guess. He's about that life that he says he is in his songs.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess that's...
Backed it up, but,
It didn't pay...
Came
didn't
at a
pay
huge
out.
Cost.
It didn't play out for him.
Came at a very large cost.
So, yeah, This generation's Eminem. I have a screenshot of the dumbass post from Academics, just because this man made me so fucking angry with this.
Even though,
okay,
he is not.
Academics. 6ix9ine was this generation's Slim Shady. Both hated by the media for different reasons. Best friends with 50 Cent. I don't think Eminem was really ever best friends with 50 Cent. He yeah. signed him. Trolled with lyrics and music videos. Beefed with everyone.
Did he beef with everyone?
I wouldn't say M really beefed with everyone. But let's take this point by point.
Uh-huh.
His first point is that they were both hated by the media.
They were In a sense?
They were both hated by the media.
Was Tekashi hated by the media?
I mean, because he fucked kids.
Well, like in,
and recorded himself doing
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so they were both hated by the media.
Eminem was hated by the media because of the music.
Yeah.
Not because...
Because of fucking actual legal bullshit.
Not because of legal
issues.
Eminem was hated by the media because he made an entire song depicting how he would kill his wife. But he never did.
Yeah.
Tekashi 6ix9ine was hated because he actually went out and fucked a minor. He had sex with like a 13-year-old when he was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
Best friends with 50 Cent. I don't really know.
Acquaintances.
I would say they're both more than acquaintances. I would never say that M was ever best friends with 50 Cent.
Friends, maybe, but...
They were really good friends, and Tekashi 6ix9ine, I think 50 Cent was just trolling him, saying that he's his son, and that he's the king of New York, which obviously Jay-Z is the king of New York, if we're being completely real. Trolled with lyrics and music videos. This is kind of true.
Yeah.
This is, like, the only point that you could make that to say that Tekashi 6ix9ine was this generation's Slim Shady.
I feel like Eminem did it more, though.
Eminem did it more, and he did it better.
Yeah, he did it way better.
The thing with Tekashi 6ix9ine was that he didn't really troll with his lyrics. He just trolled by making shitty music.
His whole life is a troll.
He really is. Like, he just...
He looks like a fucking troll.
He really does. But I think the thing with Eminem is that he didn't, like, he just fucked with people in his lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucked with people that he was, like, beefing with. He would, you know, say something funny about, you know, Insane Clown Posse or Mariah Carey. Or he made an entire fucking diss track about Machine Gun Kelly and pretty much... made fun of him for everything that he's ever done in his life because he decided to diss him first and make comments about his daughter on Twitter. Tekashi 6ix9ine is just trolling by making bad music and just posting annoying videos on the internet. Not really even music videos. I mean, yeah, some of the shit he does in his music videos are memes, like his stupid ass dancing in the stupid video.
Oh, his dancing is dumb.
But I wouldn't say that he ever really trolled in his music videos.
I feel like in every song in every video he has, he does the weird stomping thing in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is that? You know, turn the game off.
Yeah, I think. The thing that is really different about Tekashi 6ix9ine and Eminem is the Eminem song that has the least amount of substance would be the Tekashi 6ix9ine song with the most amount of substance. This dude is just a goofy ass rapper who never really touched on anything except for shooting people, making money, and apparently sleeping with minors.
Yep.
And beefed with everyone. Eminem didn't beef with everyone. This is just not true. Eminem beefed with people that talk shit about him, or said something inappropriate about his daughter. Takashi just kind of trolled people. That's not really beefing. I don't think Takashi ever had any like serious beef with anybody. And it's funny how I wanted to save this point for last. How DJ Academics, I didn't put this, like I said was earlier, Takashi was this generation Slim Shady, but that's because that's what Academics put.
Mm-hmm.
He knows Takashi's done. He's in jail for life.
Yep. You get out.
Yeah, I disagree with this, and I think a lot of people have. I didn't read the comments, which I probably should. that's just funny. It's just yeah. This generation's Eminem. Get a fucking grip. Since we're talking around the realms of hip-hop, let's actually talk about something positive in hip-hop, and that's the evolution of 21 Savage. This new album, I Am Greater Than I Was. Some standout tracks are Monster with Childish Gambino, Good Day with Schoolboy Q and Project Pat, and then, of course, the title track, A Lot, featuring J. Cole. These songs especially are proof that since 2016, 21 Savage has just gone nowhere but up. At least in my opinion.
It's really been since 2016?
That's when Savage Mode came out.
Man.
Yeah, that mixtape with Metro. It had No Heart on it.
Yeah, Metro don't trust.
Bro, I remember when No Heart came out, and Fantano, well, the whole tape came out, not just No Heart, it was never a single. But Fantano gave this a not good review, I think. Or maybe he gave it just a low score. I think he gave it a not good, though. And I was like, huh, let me check this out. And yeah, I didn't like it.
I never liked 21s.
But going back, I thought some songs were okay. Bad Guy was okay off that album. Of course, No Heart. And I just thought No Heart was funny. I don't even think it's really a good song.
It's not a banger.
It's just funny. When in the middle of the verse, he starts, like, going back and forth with himself. But, like, it's like he's talking to an Instagram troll. So what's up with all that Instagram shit? Savage, I was just playing. And then just some of the savage shit that he says. Pull up on your tight kids, pistol whip you while you bitch naked. Like, goddamn.
Damn.
Like, bro, that's the best thing about 21 Savage. He lives up to his name. He's a savage. He gives no fucks about anyone or anything. And he continues to do that on this album. Now, it's 21 Savage. This isn't the best thing in the world. This isn't the album of the year. For me, that's Some Rap Songs by Earl Sweatshirt. But, God, really, for 21, there's only really one bad song. And it's the fucking song Ass and Titties.
Ass and Titties.
That's exactly like what the hook is.
I remember that.
This shit is awful. I really am impressed with 21 on this record, but my God, that song is terrible. Monster with Childish Gambino. It was good to see Gambino back to rapping.
Gambino.
Yeah, Tim's been listening to Childish Gambino lately. Tell me your favorite Gambino song.
Sweatpants. I like that song. I don't know why.
It's a good song.
I like watching the video. I like the video for it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it. Favorite Childish Gambino song. Let me try to think. I'm a big Gambino fan. So
wasn't
Where is Childish Gambino? Here he is. I have some songs in mind. Me and Your Mama is definitely one of my favorite Childish Gambino songs. Crawl. Worst Guys with Chance the Rapper. Maybe. Life the Biggest Troll is a good song. Really, the whole Kawhi EP is really good. What Kind of Love is an underrated song, but it's not really even hip hop. But still, it's a good song. Favorite Gambino song is maybe The Worst Guys with Chance the Rapper.
Nice.
So yeah, 21 Savage, good album. I wonder where he goes from here. If he continues to get better, or if he just stays at where he is, which if he stays where he is, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. So that album blew up because of how good 21 was. Something else that has really been blowing up lately in the realms of the internet with the memes and the challenges.
Oh God!
Is Bird Box? It's the latest Netflix original movie starring the girl, the gal, Sandra Bullock. I think it's good.
My disappointment is immeasurable. I'm not gonna say my day is ruined, but my disappointment is definitely immeasurable. Because I thought it'd be better. I didn't really care for it.
I wasn't expecting a lot, so
I just felt like it could have had a lot more.
There were points where I felt like it dragged on.
Yeah. Which I think the one part of that I liked the most though was like when they were in the boat and the dude was like, take off your blindfold.
Take your goddamn blindfold off. He like smacks the gun out of her hand.
It's like how he slowly sinks.
We're doing a little bit of spoiling, but that's not really a big plot point in the movie. Because she gets through that. But,
Or does she?
Or does she? Yeah.
But honestly, the whole movie, I don't know.
Spoiler alerts. You know what? I'm just going to say it. Spoiler alerts. Skip this part of the podcast if you do not want to hear Bird Box spoilers, even though it's been everywhere. And if you haven't watched it, you are a fucking bum that lives under a rock. No, I'm playing. But really, skip over this part if you don't want to hear any spoilers.
Yeah.
Them casting Machine Gun Kelly was the worst thing about this movie.
I was like, when I was watching, I was like, wait, is that Machine Gun Kelly? I was like, nah. And I was like, oh, fuck, it is.
Them casting Machine Gun Kelly was absolutely just the most terrible part of this movie. And the fact that they had to, like, include him and then show him doing that chick, it was just like, why? Why? It's not funny.
I actually skipped over that part. God. I saw that shit coming up. I was like, nah, I'm out. Fucking skipped over it. It's like, okay, let's get back to the movie here.
Yeah, it's not good comedic relief. It's just not. This movie...
It didn't explain a whole lot.
Yeah,
It kind of didn't build up anything. It just, like, kind of put them out in it. It's like, yeah.
I mean, I kind of agree to an extent, because, like, they do have that 4-year time frame where they don't show anything.
Yeah.
And, oh, God, what's his name? The dude's name who ends up with Sandra Bullock, what's his name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Either way, that dude, when he ends up with Sandra Bullock, and him, her, and the kids find that house 5 years after that guy pretty much kills everybody except for them. He makes the old lady see outside. Look. Which is another pretty big meme.
Oh, that's funny.
I saw Chance the Rapper posted on Twitter. I forget why, but it was funny.
But, like, I still just don't understand how it shows, like, who can actually look and who can't. I don't...
I mean...
That just made no sense to me.
I mean, I guess, but...
It's like, you had the people that were... Well, they weren't necessarily fine, but, like, they weren't dying. But then someone else would look and they'd fucking die.
I feel like it was just kind of something just that was just, like, random.
Oh, man. Rip,
that was like,
rip the black guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That was sad.
What the fuck?
That was a little sad.
I mean, I thought it was cool with the idea of the car. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. I kind of liked the idea that they just kind of kept whatever they were seeing, like, you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, well, anything that they show at this point with any CGI monster that they create that you could see, it's not going to be anywhere near as terrifying as anything you could come up with in your own head and let it stick.
I couldn't actually imagine anything.
I think if they had, like, actually shown, like, some CGI shit or some, you know...
I wish they did.
Something that they did in post-production. It just would have ended up just being corny and cheesy. Just some cheesy
ass
monster.
I wish I just had something to go off of, though. Like, there was nothing. So I was like, I don't even know what I would think is going on.
I think that's just... For me, that's just part of the small amount of genius that there is in this movie. That they saved themselves from being overly cheesy.
Yeah, no. I'm definitely not going to watch it again.
I almost feel like I need to watch it again to really kind of
understand.
Form an opinion on it. Shit. To really kind of grasp everything. Because there is in that time where they're in the house, a lot does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a lot of concepts behind how this happened, what it is that I really feel like I need to watch again to really kind of gain an understanding.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just, you know, it's nothing special. I think that's really the big thing.
Yeah.
Is that it was really blown up.
Just another movie.
It's so popular because of photoshopping Sandra Bullock's blindfolded face onto NBA referees. And people putting on blindfolds and doing stupid shit.
I only knew about it because of Snapchat. I was like, what the hell's Bird Box? I had no idea what was going on.
The title's definitely fitting, because there's birds that are in a box.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like they didn't really try to, like, make the birds such a big, significant thing.
No.
For it to be titled Bird Box. Like, the biggest amount of significance, aside from the ending... is when the crazy dude puts the birds in the freezer. It's just like, okay.
Alrighty then.
The birds are in the freezer, I guess. And go off, I guess. Fuck. Really what kind of saves this movie is just how great of an actress Sandra Bullock is. I think that's really kind of the saving grace of this movie. It's just that she's really good at her job.
Yeah.
If it had really been anyone else, I really don't know if this movie would have been as big as it was.
I just don't know.
I mean, if they had cast, like, maybe, like, I don't know, Winona Ryder for it, it probably wouldn't have fit as well as they would have Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Plus, Winona Ryder's busy doing Stranger Things Season 3. I can't wait for that shit.
I never watched Stranger Things.
You're asleep.
No, I just, it's just not something that I'm interested.
You've got the comforter completely wrapped around you, brother.
Yeah, okay. I'd rather be asleep.
Damn.
Sleep is nice.
So yeah, Bird Box, mediocre at worst. Yeah. Okay, pretty good at best. That's the one movie we want to talk about, because I don't watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, me neither.
But I do play my fair share of video games. One that I used to play that we are leaving in 2018, goddammit.
Yep.
It's Fortnite.
I don't want to touch it. I already deleted it.
I got it off my Xbox. I've cleansed myself.
Yeah, I uninstalled that shit.
We are moving on in 2019. I'm However, tired. There are some people that are not. For example, I'll give you a hint of someone who's not moving on from Fortnite. And my hint is that he'd be flossing.
I'm flossing.
It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Flossing.
The fact that he's so famous just absolutely boggles my mind. Backpack Kid, he's not moving on. He's mad at Fortnite. And he's trying to sue them. For using the floss move in Fortnite.
Can't sue. No one can sue because no one actually owns these things.
Yeah, I mean, unless you have the copyrights for a dance move.
Which they don't, because no one actually ever thinks of it for some fucking reason.
So yeah, I really don't know.
Well, Carlton, you can't sue for that.
Is Carlton suing?
Said he was. But he can't because that move wasn't his. He said he stole it too.
Well, there you go.
So he can't sue.
Blockboy JB, I've also heard, is not happy. I don't know if he's suing, but he's not happy with them including his shoot dance into Fortnite and not giving him credit for it. I don't really know, though, how you would include giving credit like that. Without it just feeling out of place.
The hashtag.
I mean, maybe you could have called it what the dance actually is.
Or, you know, in the description of it, of the dance move. You're equipping it or buying it.
I mean, but it's really not that big of a deal. Everyone knows.
But that's like going around suing everyone that does the dance move.
Yeah, right? Like, every time you do this,
though,
every time you
Fortnite
floss,
is the one making money off of it,
I guess. But even then, like,
gotta pay for that.
Even or then, unlock there's it. Nothing that they can do.
Yeah.
There is absolutely nothing they can do.
Absolutely nothing. Watch Fortnite get the copyrights. Watch some copyright.
They own. They own all those flossing moves. You can never do them again.
I'm flossing.
Yeah, Fortnite is in a huge, I guess you could call it a scandal, with the emotes. But one game that has emotes that isn't in as much fire as Black Ops 4. I still don't have it. I still really don't want it.
I'm a Christmas noob, but I'm still whooping ass because I don't give a shit.
We've got our we got a resident Christmas noob. We've got Tim on the mic.
It doesn't speaking. Matter. It doesn't matter if you're Christmas noob or not. If you know how to play Call of Duty, you're
talk your talk, Tim.
The game, it's all right. It's they brought back some old maps. They got slums. They got firing range. They got jungle from Black Ops 1. I played that map once, and that was like my first map. Went off on that one. I like the. There's a. I'm not a fan of the UI in it. It's kind of jank, because you have a cursor now. It's like a circle thing that goes around the screen that you just kind of control with your analog stick.
What, like the main menu?
It's just like any menu. Any menu. It's like,
oh,
it's like that. I wish there was a campaign, but I understand that they don't have one because they just, people, I guess, don't care about campaigns as much anymore as
Because they're not as good as they used to be.
And sometimes they really, I don't know what it is, man. But you can't. I guess I understand why, though, because you can't just, you gotta keep making shit up. Yeah, well, I can't imagine how hard it is for them.
I think one thing that kind of brought Call of Duty's campaign down, and I wanted to say this about Bird Box, but I completely forgot to. There's really not any characters that you can really invest in anymore.
Yeah, no, because it's not like an actual, like, well, the characters in this one are the your specialists from Black Ops 3. That's the main focus of the game are the specialists. Like, they each have, like, a backstory and all that, though. It's kind of like their own Spec Ops type shit that they got now. I was playing that. I kind of just stopped, though, because it just took so long. It was like, but yeah, there's not a large variety of weapons as there used to be. It's kind of dumbed down, I guess. They kind of made it simple. Really simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they got, like, you can't even get a grenade until, like, even get, like, a grenade until, like, level 25.
That's so ridiculously dumb.
I thought that was funny. I was, like, looking at it.
You have to use
the specialist abilities.
For, like, 25 whole head-ass levels.
So whatever it is, I don't remember.
What's the
I don't know what it is.
Fuck.
I don't know what the. I'm assuming it's like every other Black Ops.
55.
Yeah, 55.
So yeah, pretty much throughout, like, if it's 55, that's barely. It's a little less than half.
Yeah.
The entire multiplayer experience.
Well, it's like
you have to use. The specialists.
Oh no, man! The game is okay. I enjoy playing it. There's no one fucking jumping around though, so it's alright. So that's good. You get more of a boost. You don't have to actually press A to mantle anymore. It automatically mantles for you.
Oh, that's garbage.
Well, like
that's trash. If
it's not gonna be like you walk up to a wall, it's gonna automatically do it. You still gotta like jump up. And stuff, but it's like it's not gonna be like press A. It's just jump up and you like do this. You like you can go really high with it though.
Like, all right, so if I walk behind cover, it's not gonna.
No, it's not gonna automatically send you up.
I was about to say because that's garbage.
That would have sucked.
That would be terrible.
You would die all the time.
Yeah, it would be so.
You can slide around, but it's not like horribly boosted.
It's not like Ghosts.
No, it's not like like Black Ops 3 or anything with people flying around corners like 50 feet up in the air. It's not like that. It's mainly boots on the ground.
Alright, so last time we did a list of all the Call of Duties worst to best. Do you have a placement?
For 4?
We did that podcast, what, almost a month ago?
Yeah, about.
And you've had this game for, so I guess, like 2 weeks or so? A little less than 2 weeks.
In terms of multiplayer,
well, that's pretty much the entire game at this
point. Yeah, I know, but, like, of all of them, like, I'm just gonna look in the aspect of all games. The matchmaking is terrible. Well, it's not terrible, but it's definitely not ranked. That's for sure. It does not go by your rank. Well, it might be skill based. Is the thing they don't care about your rank.
Yeah, probably not.
Because like I go off, and I go, and it's putting me up against people that are like prestiged already. Maybe I don't know. So I'm like, yeah, okay. I mean, that's understandable. I'm fucking going off, but I'm getting outclassed by people because I got better shit.
Yeah.
But in terms of multiplayers, I put Black Ops 4 like probably maybe it's probably like 7, 6 or 7. Okay. What is that? Like, this, well, that's 10 now, so.
Because there were 9. So, it's better than Advanced Warfare and Ghosts.
Yes, it's so much better than those two.
And, okay, so it's somewhere between, like, where you had, like, World at War, Black Ops 1.
Yeah, pretty much. It's, like, probably, it's better than Black Ops 1, yeah. In my own opinion. I never really cared for Black Ops 1.
Alright. Maybe if they drop the price soon, I can give my opinion on the next podcast.
Yeah, it's definitely not worth $60.
Yeah, I'm not paying. It's absolutely
refuse to pay $60. Oh, yeah, and the fact that they just brought back, there's no, like, actual way to get black market items unless you buy COD points.
Fuck COD points.
Those things are dumb. I curse the system.
Man, everybody is trying to be 2K with the microtransactions, and it's just so ridiculous.
They can't make up their fucking mind about it, though, because they did this before. They're like, yeah, just cut points. And then they're like, okay, well, we'll give you, like, crypto keys. And then they took them away again.
So, yeah, now you have to pay to get anything from...
Well, they have, like, a Fortnite system in it now, where it's, like, tiers.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yep. You could pay for tiers.
We are leaving Fortnite in 2018.
Or you can just level up.
And I guess we're playing Black Ops 4 into 2019. I mean, I'm not. I'm a recovering 2K pack addict.
Yeah, so man, you need to settle down with those.
my team is absolutely fucking stacked. Add me on Xbox. The gamer tag is Surfinflea, Surfinflea, if you want to get the absolute work in my team. Now, do beware that I am a recovering pack addict, so, you know.
Please be nice.
Please be nice. Recovering addict, please be nice, is pretty much what I'm getting at here. Tim, is there anything you want to plug?
Nah.
Damn, Tim, no plugs?
No plug.
No gamer tag plug, no Twitter plug.
I don't.
we have our Twitters in the logo.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, follow the official Slappy Boys Entertainment Twitter at Slappy Boys ENT.
It'd be greatly appreciated.
I tweet when the podcasts come out. I occasionally roast myself on my other account. But yeah, follow us on Twitter. Follow us both on Twitter where our names are where they are in the logo. Yeah. I didn't make it, Tim did.
You're welcome.
Yeah. damn, Kobe, it's like that. Yeah, that's
follow
it.
Follow us on Twitter.
That's it for the Slappy Boys podcast. Slappy New Year, everybody. Slappy holidays. Drink your thought chocolate.
Thought chocolate.
Because, you know, we got it.
We got it.
And,
thought chocolate.
Yeah, I guess we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.